in the light of losing over 200 jobs in the past 5 years, the people of Ballyshannon are despondent, and we feel the message isn't getting through to government. So it's something I would certainly consider over the next couple of weeks. And speaking to BWG staff, you know, they're very disappointed with the response from government, and I think people of Ballyshannon need to stand together and, you know, show that we can't lie back. Our town is dying a slow death. They said we've lost 5 big companies between BWG, CNC. We've lost the rubber factory, the China factory, Heaton's and James Lightly. And it's been disappointing times. And certainly, you know, we need to make a stance and send a message to Dublin, because we need jobs. We need them very, very soon.
And in light of the BWG losses, is this the worst unemployment situation you've ever seen in the Ballyshannon area?
Well, Barry, in my 30 years in this earth, I have never known the town to be in such a bad condition. The live register figures in the town are over 1,900. That includes the offices from around Bundoran, etc. But certainly, once a thriving market town with many people working in the ESB, that has cut down now to a handful of people. We had industry in terms of the parry in China. We had the rubber factory. We had construction firms and plumbing companies employing up to 80 people. So it's never been as bad, and I know people need to hear some positivity at this stage, but certainly I'm calling on Taoiseach to deliver something for Ballyshannon. I'm hoping the Town Council will meet with the Minister for Employment in the next couple of weeks as well, because it's a serious situation.